First Kings 3:16. Then came there two women, harlots, unto the king, and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my lord, and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass, the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And this woman's child died in the night, because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight, and took my son from beside me, while thine handmaiden slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I rose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my soul, my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, The one saith, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, Nay, but thy son is dead, and my son is living. And the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one, and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my lord, give her the living child, in no wise slay it. But the other said, Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, Give her the living child, in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. Amen. Amen. This story is about actually the two women. I found out that when you look at a virtuous woman, in actuality, it's only mentioned twice in the Old Testament, virtuous. It's in the book of Kings and in the book of Psalms. And it's only mentioned twice because it's very important. It's a very important principle. When you think of virtuous, we would assume that virtuous means that you've got to dress this way and walk this way and talk this way and all these things. But when you look at the word virtuous, the Hebrew translation for it is character. A virtuous woman is a woman of character. As we celebrate Mother's Day today, and we think about all the mothers, and I've experienced that a lot of times, grandmothers are mothers, sisters are mothers, aunts are mothers, nieces are mothers. These are people that have taken it upon themselves to help raise a child. And so, who are mothers? A mother is someone with character and dignity. And the most important thing, they teach their children to have character and dignity.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says if you raise up a child in the way it should go, when it gets old, it shall not depart. We assume that when it says when they get old, that it's saying that when they get old in age, they will not depart from the truth. But it's actually saying when younger children get older, they begin to take up their own nature and their own character. They become old because now they learn to live according to their own flesh. But it's something about when you raise them up in a right way with character and with dignity and in honesty, they revert back to the good and the truth that you taught them because it'll quicken their spirit and remind them of the things that you taught. They taught you. My mother was something else. But she believed in doing things right and being truthful and being honest. My mother was a strange cup of tea. Beside the least, amen. My mother taught us to work. She believed in the scripture and she didn't even know it. A man that don't eat, don't work, don't eat.
Amen.
Amen. If you look around nowadays, we have spoiled our children to a point where they lose respect for authority.
Amen. Right.
But sometimes the character of that mother has to withstand the onslaught of ridicule and persecution and still do the right thing. We say, well, Pastor Hart used to get mad unless he said, my daddy didn't do it, and I'm not going to do it. Well, we never knew what the heck he was talking about. Because you have to learn to stand on the standards and the principles of now. Not yesterday, because things have changed. They're no longer like they were. So you make concessions according to your nature and your character. God has virtuous women that are raising children. I'm glad to see my sister here and my niece, because my sister has taken on my niece and raised in her with character and with dignity. And I love being around her because she's sweet. You know, she's still a young lady, but... But I can see, and see, what I'm saying is, a virtuous woman has a character and a nature that wants to see things right and see young people mature and do the right thing. Now, my sister lied, but baby, she'll jump on you. You ask my niece. But she took that on herself. Grandmothers have taken their children. Friends have taken other people's children to raise them, to teach them what it is to do right and to have greater understanding. These two women have decided, the one woman, when it says that she overlaid, meant that she actually killed her own baby. She rolled over and smothered her baby. So instead of just accepting responsibility before she did, she switched babies with the other lady. Now, you can read the scriptures. I'm not going to read all the scriptures again, because we're not teaching from this, but we're teaching about it.
Amen.
This is Mother's Day, and mothers have to understand that everybody that has a child is not a mother.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Real glory. How many saw the news? I hope y'all, none of y'all, they relatives. Where, what happened? All I know is that the young man, he did something. You remember what it is, baby? I don't know. There's so much going on. Jesus. No, it's here. It's anyway, whatever he did, it was horrible. And she defended him.
Oh, when he broke into that house and he got killed.
Right. He broke into a man's house, the man killed him, and she said her son was still nice. That's not a mother, that's not a virtuous woman. Because she refused to accept responsibility. Now, we know our kids go off on tangents. Ain't nothing you can do about that. They're going to trip and they're going to dip and they're going to get themselves in all kind of trouble. But it's important what you teach them. The way you guide them and you lead them and you instruct them. But see, the problem is we can say all the stuff we want to do, but most of the stuff that young people do, they're getting it out of their own houses.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're talking about virtuous women.
Come on now.
Amen. Women who have character and understanding of what it is they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to raise their children. And there's a lot of good mothers who didn't actually birth the children.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. But they're raising them. And we need to celebrate those mothers.
Amen.
Amen. Because a lot of the mothers that actually birthed them, threw them and kicked them through them under the bus.
Amen.
But thank God somebody decided, you know what, I'm not going to let them go out like that.
Amen.
And they took them into their bosom. And this lady here, she has decided that I'm going to take the live one. I'm, you know, my baby's dead, so I'm going to take the live one. So they're going through all this. Then they go before the king, and my wife makes me study. She asks me these questions. She asked me the question. She says, is it possible that they were part of his harem? I think about that.
Yeah.
It possibly could have been. But as I began to research, I realized something, Reb. I realized that, no, they weren't a part of his harem, because first thing they were harlots. And if the son that they were trying to decide whose it was. If it had been King Solomon's son, they would have never got that far.
Amen.
If it had been King Solomon's son, right, they both would have died.
Right.
And he would have raised the son.
Right.
So morally, it answers itself. So and here they are. They're before the king and they're arguing. She's trying to convince her that this is my child. And the other lady said, no, it's mine. So then they finally, I'm almost done. Give the Lord a hand. Clap. Don't get me twisted now. I can go. So here they are before the king, and he's sitting there, and he's listening to this, and it's hard to understand, but that's why you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit.
Yeah.
He's already discerned which woman is the virtuous woman based on her character.
Yeah.
She's not virtuous. She may be a harlot, and if you look up the word harlot, it will explain to you that it's someone that sleeps around, and I'm paraphrasing, and does all that stuff, but it doesn't mean she didn't love her child.
Come on now. Yeah.
And that she wasn't a good mother, and that she hadn't made mistakes. So they were before the king, and even though she was what she was, she still had good character.
Yeah.
And eventually, what's in you is going to come out of you.
Yeah.
And I found out that whatever is in you, a lot of times, it will move over to your...
Yeah. No.
To your offspring.
Yes. Yeah.
My daughter, she got this famous saying, I am my daddy's child. That scares me. She did scare her too. It should scare you more than scare me. I bet it does. Because being virtuous when you're a woman started in the beginning. Eve was really a virtuous woman.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get manipulated.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 See, when we get studied, she just take me everywhere. Being virtuous is having a heart of compassion.
Ooh.
And understanding. I didn't like the clothes my mother used to buy us to go wear to school, Brother Little John. So when I got old enough, I got a job. So I could buy my own clothes. But until then, I wore what she bought. But the blessed thing about it is, was a heart of compassion, because she went without so that we can have. My sister and my daddy, he was, you heard a song about Temptation, Papa was a Rolling Stone. My father was a Jesus. He was the building. And he didn't roll. He rode a motorcycle. I mean, he didn't ride one actually, but he might as well. That's how fast he got around. Let me tell you what my mother did to make sure we had food to eat. My mother would get up and go to his job on his payday. She said, my kids are not going to go hungry. She had 8 miles to feed. And we would have ate each other. She went to his job. And whatever she said to his boss on his payday, my mother got his check.
Amen.
And you better believe he came and raised plenty H-E-L-L. She did not care. She cashed that check. She bought food for us to eat, got us some clothes, and gave him the rest. I said, go do what you're going to do. A virtuous mother is willing to lay down her life for her children if it's the truth.
Come on, come on now. Say it again.
Yes.
If it's not the truth, my mother said, you get in jail, you gonna stay there till you get out. And she left me there. And she left my other brothers there.
Yeah.
And she didn't care whether you were male or female. If my sister and them hadn't got there, she would have left them there.
Yes.
And when they got out, she'd act like nothing happened. Because she was standing for what was right. I did wrong.
Come on now.
Now, she wasn't perfect. Because she would show up at the school, jump on teacher. But then she beat me all the way home. So, but mothers today, they're not checking to make sure that they're going off on the right person. These two ladies are standing before the king. I can only imagine that this mother whose child it is so broken up and discouraged and down because she's got to go before the king to try to convince him that this child, that this woman has baby napped, is actually hers.
Yeah.
So the king decides, when God asks him, what do you want from me, King Solomon, in a dream, he says, I want wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. All right.
Amen. Yes.
And you know what wisdom actually is when you break it all down? It's having moral sense.
Yes.
That's right. Y'all
don't
hear me.
That's right. You
know what I found out? A reason a lot of nieces and aunts and grandmothers have to raise their grandchildren because a lot of the mothers don't have moral sense. But I thank God for the Spirit of God, which is dwelling in mothers who want Him to dwell in them and will allow Him to guide them.
Amen.
So here they are before the king, and the king says, I tell you what, bring me a sword. Because he already knows that the one with the moral dignity is going to let the white baby live. So he says, bring me a sword. I'm going to cut this baby in half, and I'm going to give you half, and I'm going to give you half. And the mother whose baby it actually was said, no, King, you don't have to do that. Give it to her. Sometimes you have to let them go in order for them to come back. We don't want to.
Oh my God.
But you have to do
it. Amen.
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 That's my niece's daughter. I see my niece all the time. She go to her aunt's house, eat up her food, drink up her pop, and leave. But she had the moral sense and dignity to understand that my sister could raise her daughter better than she could. That's a blessing.
Amen.
King got the sword. He finna cut this baby in half. The woman says, you know what? Don't do that, King. She can have it. She ain't worthy of it. She done lied. She done tricked. She done stole. But let her have it. I'd rather the baby live than die. So the king says, you know what? I know your character. So he asked the other lady, what do you want me to do? Cut that baby.
Amen.
Cut it in half, King. No compassion. The mother had compassion. She had compassion to the point where she wanted that kid to live because she loved that kid more than herself. To do without him than see him dead.
Amen.
So here she is, and the king, she said, don't do it, King. Don't touch him. Let him live. So the woman says, but divide it. Cut it. It says, the child was under the king, for her bowels yearned. Her compassion was entwined with her son. That's why she was willing to let him go before she would let him die. And the king said, you know what? I already know. I done checked both of y'all's character. This is her child. Because she was willing to give him to this scoundrel before letting me kill him. Now, it doesn't, you can only speculate what happened to the other lady. But I bet you she only made it as far as the king's front door. And she was escorted off. And she lost her life the same way her child lost his life.
Yeah.
Don't lose your life because of your children.
Yeah.
You don't have to die in order to lose it. Misery loves company.
Yes.
Virtuous women make a decision based on the character that is in them to do what's right, not just for them, but for that child.
Amen.
And sometimes if you got to let that bird go, it's okay. And it'll eventually come back.
Amen.
So women of God, remember, if your character and your dignity is that which represents the kingdom of God, then it don't matter whether you done tripped, or you done made a mistake, or you done fell backwards, and you ain't done what everybody else think you should have done.
That's right.
You're still a virtuous woman.
Amen.
And if you pay attention, nowadays, there aren't very many. Because they're going their own way. And it's biblical because women represent the strength of church.
Amen.
So why wouldn't they be attacked more and more often than the men?
Thanks.
Amen. But I thank God for women that dare to believe and trust God and decide, I'm going to raise this child in the ammunition of the Lord. And when they get old and they don't want to do what's right, then I'm going to let them go. I'm going to love them, but I'm going to let them go. I'm not going to keep nursing them back to health, wearing me out. Everyone stand. A virtuous woman. King, she can have that baby. Just so it can live. Mr. Deputy, you can have my son. At least I know he'll be alive for the next 8 years.
Amen.
I learned that lesson. Daniel's brother, my son, he was running back and forth up north and back down here, but he was doing some crazy stuff. And I kept telling him, they're going to bust you. I can't make you stop, but I'm telling you, they're going to catch you. And you're going to pay a price. It wasn't a month later that they caught him on the freeway going up north. And they arrested him. State police. And he called me. And he was so mad at me, Brother Andy. Because I said, oh well. Well, Dad sent me? Nope. Because I told you, you keep running that stuff up, back and forth up there, you're going to get pulled over. Wisdom exalts the nation.
Yes.
Did the buddies you was running into, they come help you? Well, no. Amen. And I thank God for women with character.
Yes.
Because character is the nature of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. There's a lot of good women that don't go to church, but they have good character. Amen. Character represents an attitude in you. And see, when Jesus comes back for his church, that's what he's going to be looking at. He's not going to be looking about how well you dressed, how good you articulate, how beautiful your singing is, how well you can walk or talk. He's not going to be looking at that. He's going to be looking into your spirit, looking at your character. And if your character don't slightly look like his, he's going to say, I'll be seeing you. That's why we have to be renewed in the depths of our minds, because it changes our character. I thank God for mothers of all
kinds.
Amen. Don't get me wrong. I ain't with the lesbian mothers, but they mothers. They still mothers.
Amen.
Now, I'm not with the brothers. I ain't with that. Because he can't be no mother. He can be a mother, but not, you know.
Yes.
Don't y'all go there. I just said it. I didn't think it. Well, if I said it, I must have thought it, didn't I? Okay. Well, that's right, Nancy. Well, amen. There's a lot of perpetration going on. Infiltration. Into God's Bible.
Come on now.
But you know what? God is going to clean his own house.
Yes.
Amen. He don't need us to clean. He's going to clean his own house.
Amen.
Shando ko shandi akaba shilio bo shanda ilaba. Ikoba bo shando mokoya ilaba. Shando ko shikio bo shata ilaba. Nanda kalailia ilaboko shanda ila ilando moko shikio ishata ila shandi akaba ashino mo shanda ila.
But yeah, I came in works of my Father. For we are one. We were one then and we're still one. And yea, I presented and I my Father unto thee. Unto the human race that I came for. Yea, it was a mix, but God was in it. Yea, because I came and walked upright before Ha-Koshaka, before him. Yea, presenting his name and his righteousness and his peace and his joy and his wisdom. And yea, it was passed on unto thee. Yea, he held not back, neither did I hold back. But yea, I walk uprightly before him, so shall ye walk uprightly before me. For yea, I have kept nothing back from thee. And yea, I am everlasting to everlasting. And yea, ye shall know all. And yea, ye shall have all. And for all shall lead thee and guide thee into that perfect law of liberty, where you shall have your freedom. And yea, ye shall walk and ye shall do. And yea, ye shall live accordingly, said God. Yea, work not against thee yourself, said God, for work in my liberty and in my law. But my word is true, and yea, I stood true, said God. And yea, ye shall stand true when you trust in me. For my word does not change, for it is everlasting to everlasting. And my word is I, and I am in thee, said God. And I shall be with thee whithersoever thou goest. I shall be in your mind and in your thoughts. And yea, I shall rearrange that which needs to be rearranged. And yea, I shall renew and refresh that which needs to renew. For yea, I am God, and there is none else. And I am lifted up above my people. And yea, I'm in my people. And yea, when I'm lifted up, so shall my people be lifted up in this age, said God. Hallelujah. In this age. In this age. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The virtuous woman. Sister Sherry, mother.
Amen.
She my mother.
Amen.
If you only knew.
Praise God.
Women in the church who I call mother. Who are a blessing. And I listen. They're strong. not just for themselves, but for their families. Because in spite of what they feel or what they go through, they try to do what's right for everybody. But God is raising us up, and He stirred the pot, and everything's going to be shaken. And when the shaking is done, only them that love and know God are still going to be standing when the smoke clears. So we have to make sure that we dwell in Him and He dwell in us. Amen.
Amen.